The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Friday, BTN News listeners, welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, we're a little tiny bit late today, sorry. I would blame it on traffic today, but it's kind of my fault. It is the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. 2018, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. We've got some major breaking hacker news, although it's not really hackers yet. Could get that way, though. Are you a Twitter user? Well, you might be. Well, if you are one of the 330 million out there, you might want to change your password right about now. That's because Twitter is actually urging all of its 330 million users to immediately change their passwords after a bug exposed them, and basically, it's just out there for everybody to see. Thank you, Twitter. Now, Twitter is saying there's been no evidence of any breach or misuse of unmasked passwords. Apparently, just our passwords have been visible to people, and they're just saying, hey, it's a good idea, you probably change it. I kind of want to say, if it's been this way, then chances are somebody knows about it other than Twitter. So Twitter is saying in their statement, with an abundance of caution, both on the site itself and anywhere else you may have used the Twitter password, go ahead and change it there. Google is entering the gaming business, and why not? But they're doing it on the social front as of right now by launching a social gaming startup called Arcade. Yeah, we've kind of talked about this earlier in the week. Now, Google is saying they have big plans to grow their Arcade company. That's actually over there at their Area 120 division. That's where they have these experimental ideas, and then they try to bring them to market to see if they're going to work or not. Now, Arcade is going to focus on mobile gaming with friends. And as you probably guess, it all has to do with whatever game you're playing, and then you can socialize and talk about it, yada, yada, yada. As of right now, we don't really know what sort of games are going to be coming from this app, other than the fact we're hearing something about quiz apps. They'll probably be the first to integrate with a social media gaming app. Well, the Chinese are about to invade the UK. And you're probably thinking, wait a minute, I just went to the store. It says everything's made in China already. Ain't they here already? Yeah, kind of. But Xiaomi isn't. That isn't until now. Yes, that's right. The most popular smartphone maker in China is headed to the UK. And also in Austria, Denmark, Ireland, Italy, and Sweden. So Inga will be happy. They partnered with the Hong Kong company CK Hutchison. And we'll use the Three Group for subsidizing. Now, as of right now, we do not know what Xiaomi products are going to be available in the stores. We all know they love the kind of Apple aspect of designing things, so I don't know if we're going to be seeing the phones or not yet. In fact, the first things we'll probably see is their accessories. In any case, don't go down over the weekend and start looking for the products. They ain't going to be arriving in stores just yet. This will be a few months down the line. Said the iPad was dead. I did. Yeah, I said it. But apparently that's not the case. According to what we're hearing from Apple, they've sold about 9.1 million iPads during the first quarter of 2018, making it the best-selling quarter in 4 years for the tablet. Now, of course, with this still makes iPad the world's most popular tablet. That's kind of a no-brainer. So, if you were sitting there kind of thinking, should I get a new iPad? I don't know if they're cool anymore. Well, they're still kind of cool. And with these numbers, you won't feel so left out. Finally, who would have thought that Nikola Tesla would sue himself? Yeah, well, that's what's happening. I'm sure all of you know who Nikola Tesla is. He invented alternating electrical current. Unfortunately, his name has been torn apart since those days, thanks to Tesla, yes, the car manufacturer, and Nikola Motors. Now, Tesla, yeah, we already know they make fully electric vehicles. Nikola Motors, on the other hand, well, they're developing and working on a hydrogen-powered semi-truck. Aha, so we've got competition here, don't we? All right, let's read on. Well, apparently, Nikola, that's Nikola Motors, says Tesla infringes on three of its patents: fuselage design and the wrap-around windshield. Nikola Motors saying that these design similarities have caused confusion. All right, now you also might remember that Tesla, yeah, they unveiled their Tesla Semi last December. And by looking at the drawings between Tesla and Nikola Motors, yeah, there is kind of some similarities there. So this case might actually have some merit. But who knows, this is probably all up to the lawyers anyways, and they're the ones that will get the money in the end. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, of course, is our website powered by UK2.net. That is where you find our review section over there for all the products that you may or may not want. We're going to let you know, is it worth your money? Also, our blog constantly being updated, and don't forget about our podcasts. You can find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and so many other shows over there. Also, check us out on our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech. Hey, don't forget to change our password over there, Ewan. You can find me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Yep, I'm changing my password. Right. Yeah, okay, it's done. And, of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us. We'd love to have you. BritishTech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. Don't worry, boys and girls, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a lovely Friday and an awesome weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.